Shukach, good morning all. We know that when we are diving Shmona Esrei, we're supposed to have a very specific amount of concentration and intent. However, the question is, let's say something falls in front of you that you do not feel comfortable having on the floor. So for example, if a sitter or a sefer or something like that would fall on the floor and you can't move your feet, but you're basically close enough that you can kind of, you know, shimmy it over to you and you can pick it up. So what is the halacha? Are you allowed to, or should you, or is it better not to, so that you don't infringe upon your concentration? And all the poskim seem to agree that at the end of the day, it's more important that you maintain your concentration and intent during Shmoneh Esrei than picking up that sefer. And so that's the ideal. However, there is an understanding in the poskim that when it comes to our concentration in general, although it might infringe upon it to pick up the sefer, some of us don't even have the ability. It's just hard for us, thank God, it's hard for us to think of or see a sitter or something of the like on the floor. And so it makes us so uncomfortable, so that itself would infringe upon our concentration. So there are those who explain that you should pick it up if you feel really uncomfortable leaving it there, but the ideal seems to be to do your best to leave it there for now, finish davening Shmoneh Esrei, and then pick it up afterwards. There is a well-known halacha when it comes to which direction we face when we are davening Shmoneh Esrei, and that is we're supposed to face the land of Israel. So in our circumstances, it's very easy. We just face the direction of east, and then we are always going to be in some way, shape, or form facing the land of Israel. I feel like I have a lot of stories lately. I have a story about this in particular. I remember when I was in high school and one of the rabbeim from one of the yeshivos in Israel came to visit us, and so we all thought he was a little bit crazy because he, before davening started, it was just mincha, he took out a compass and he was trying to make sure the exact degree that he was facing was exactly towards the land of Israel, and he explained to us there, and again, as a high school student, we all thought he was a little loony, but now, later on in life, we understand how correct he was. He explained that according to the Rambam, according to Maimonides, there's an understanding that it could be that the way and the direction that we face is part and parcel of the mitzvah of davening itself, such that one may not even fulfill their obligation, theoretically, of davening if you are not facing in the right direction. And so it is critical that we do our best to at least face the right direction, and usually when we're davening in shul, this is not a question at all, but let's say we find ourselves for whatever reason not davening in shul. So again, the ideal is to always do our best to make sure we're facing in the direction of east so we can be facing the land of Israel. If we do not know, we don't have a compass, and we never passed Boy Scout school, so we have no idea exactly the direction of east or west and the like, so we should do our best to find it. And if not, then the post can talk about this idea. It's based on the statement of our rabbis in the Gemara that we should just think about the land of Israel in our hearts, and as long as we are doing that, then technically you fulfill your obligation. But again, the goal is always to do your best to face in the direction of east, because that could be part of the mitzvah of davening itself. With that